The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Jack Jacobs. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
So first up this week, another block in Scott's Addition is set for redevelopment. Tell us what's happening there.
A development firm called Hoffman & Associates has filed plans for a six-story, 367-unit apartment building at 3200 West Moore Street. That project will take up the entire city block, which is mostly occupied by a parking lot. This block is across the street from ZZQ. And in addition to the apartments, Hoffman's building is also planned to include some more street-facing retail space and amenities like a pool, deck, and a two-story parking garage. Hoffman was one of the finalists for the Diamond District project last year and announced its plans for this Moore Street project this summer. So this project's kind of moving along now that they are filed their plans for it.
And downtown, some of Dominion's properties are no longer on the market. Fill us in on that decision.
After marketing three downtown properties for sale, Dominion Energy has recently revealed that they are no longer up for grabs. Those properties are the city block at 701 East Cary, the 20-story East and Main office tower on East Main, and the three-story parking deck also on East Cary Street. So as recently as last summer, those properties were on the market. That is no longer the case. Why is a little unclear. Dominion spokesman said that the properties are now, quote, under evaluation as part of our ongoing strategic review. So might be an update on these properties at some point in the future. But the East Cary Street city block was formerly home to the One James River Plaza office tower that stood there until it was imploded in 2020. Dominion also at one point considered that property for what it called a, quote, clean energy park. And that would basically be parking spaces and chargers for electric vehicles along with some green space. And that project has been scrapped.
And over in Chesterfield County, some new age-restricted housing is being planned. Tell us what's happening with the new development out on Hull Street.
The Crescent Group, which is the development arm of Henrico-based Cornerstone Homes, recently filed a rezoning application seeking permission to build about 550 residential units as well as commercial buildings there on Hull Street. The site is just west of Magnolia Green Golf Club and would be on a 116-acre site there. As you mentioned, it's age restricted. It's targeted at residents who are 55 and older. The overall unit count of residential units would be split into about 225 multifamily units, and then the rest would be townhomes. So definitely a very big residential project. And then, of course, there's that commercial piece on the Hull Street frontage, which would be devoted to retail and office users, according to what's been filed with the county so far. But is early in the process for this project? The Board of Supervisors in Chesterfield would have to approve the rezoning for the project for it to proceed.
And in Richmond, Humana has opened two health clinics. Tell us where they're going in and what Humana's future looks like in the area.
So those clinics are opening on South Laburnum Avenue in Henrico and Midlothian Turnpike in the city of Richmond. This is Humana's primary care subsidiary called CenterWell Senior Primary Care. And as its name suggests, it's aimed at elderly people. The clinics have some design features like wider hallways and wheelchair accessible weight scales and similar things like that to accommodate elderly people. Clinics provide in-person and telehealth services, have labs, and they also have community centers. So in addition to those two that opened in October, there is a third coming to the Richmond area over in Lakeside at 8191 Brook Road, and that location is expected to open in January.
All right. And finally this week, Midas of Richmond has plans to add a sixth location. Where are they looking to set up shop?
That would be in Church Hill. Entity tied to Midas of Richmond franchisee Mark Smith recently acquired the former Duke's Auto Electric and General Repair property at the corner of East Broad and North 21st Streets. That would be, as you mentioned, their sixth location in the area. Smith bought the property from a group of local investors that included developer Zach Frederick. That group had planned at one point to build an 18-unit infill project on that site. Those plans have fallen through.
Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Jack Jacobs from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.